If you have your Bible, turn back this evening to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you have your place, stand with us in honor of the reading of God's Word. I want to go back and I want to read one verse out of this, and then we'll go on and proceed in the Word of God. In verse 19, the Bible says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." I want to continue where we left off this morning. We're preaching on this thought, being made new. Amen. Being made new. And we talked about this of the first fruits, and Paul was talking about that, of a first fruits of a Savior that rose from the dead. He died, but he didn't stay dead. Amen. He got up victorious over death and the grave. And we have our hope today is in Christ Jesus. If you're trying to put your hope, listen to me, church. If you're trying to put your hope in anything else in this world, you will be disappointed. Not that you might be or you could be, but you will be disappointed. Amen. I guarantee. But if we'll put our faith and our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will have hope, praise God, and we'll have hope that's a sustaining hope. I hope that'll help us and carry us through this thing and deliver us safe over on the other shore. As we look at this tonight, and we can see it, as Paul was talking to the Corinthians, he says in verse 19, he says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." Amen. He said, if we've only got hope now, we ain't got much hope. Amen. If we only got hope now, we don't have much hope of the future. Amen. We got hope for the present. Amen. We got hope for the past because we know what God's already done. But Brother Bud, I'm looking for the hope of the future, which is Christ Jesus, our Savior. Without that, we have no hope at all. But I'm glad, praise God, that the Lord is taking and putting this and instilling this in our heart, the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, the resurrection from the dead, that we can rise in newness of life to live for Lord Jesus Christ, that we can lift up His name as He lifts us up every day. Amen. Ain't you glad you got a Savior that'll lift you up? Hey, we ain't got a God. Sometimes I think we got a God that's in heaven and He's looking down on us to find something to accuse us with so He can beat us down. No, God's a look at our life with x-ray vision, praise God, so He can encourage us along the way, so He can draw us unto Himself, so He can give us the help and the hope and the love that He has for us so we can reciprocate that to somebody else. Amen. Or to be just pouring it out tonight for God's glory. Amen. But praise God, when we begin to see this and we see the first fruits, the Lord Jesus Christ and us after Him and those that He will have for Himself at His coming. Amen. The Lord's going to have some. He's going to have faithful folks waiting for Him when He comes. Amen. We don't have hope just in this world. We have hope that's out of this world. Amen. Well, we ought to be telling people about a hope that's out of the world, out of this world, praise God. Amen. You can't get there with a spaceship. You can't get there with a rocket ship, praise God. Only way you get there tonight is through Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And the help of the Holy Ghost. He'll take us there. He'll help us to get there. Amen. But if we're going to be made new tonight, if we're going to be made whole in the Lord, amen, we need to realize it's not, like I said this morning, it's not about this world which we live. It's not about everybody else, but it's about you. Yeah. Amen. It's about you. It's about what you do, what you choose to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the hope that you have in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Now, mama can have hope, and that's good. Granny can have hope, and that's good. Had a fellow told me for years, he's gone now. And I hope he got right before he left out of here, but I don't know. I tried to witness that. I got down and on my knees in front of him trying to beg him to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. But all he'd ever tell me was mama was a good woman. Love the Lord. I said, yeah, but mama can't get you in. You have to love the Lord yourself. You have to receive the Lord. You have to make Him your hope yourself. Mama had hope. Daddy may have had hope. Grandpa and grandma may have had hope, but praise God, we need hope tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what's wrong with the world today? We just don't have the hope we ought to have. Amen? Because we don't have our hope fully trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, looking for another day. But he said, amen, if we have the hope of Lord Jesus Christ, he said, he will begin to make us anew. And we ought to be being made new. Being made in the likeness and image of our Savior. Let me just give you about five things right quickly this evening. And I just want to give you the Word of God so you can look at it yourself, see how God wants to make you new. Amen? Brand new, praise God. Wouldn't it be nice to be new? Amen? Brother Bill, get rid of all the aches and pains and the things that's in this world. Praise God, just get rid of them. Chunk them, praise the Lord, not have to worry about them no more. Amen? I like new things, don't you? Amen? One of these days, I'm going to get a new body like unto my Savior. Amen, Gordon. One of these days, Blake, we're going to get a new voice like unto our Lord. We're going to be able to sing that new song in heaven, praise the Lord. Amen. Why? Because we have hope in our heart. But he says if we we're going to be made new, praise God, we got to realize that God's already translated into a new creation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says this. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. He said, we need to become new. He said, how do you become new? Realize, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins on the cross of Calvary. He took death for you so you don't have to die no more. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to agonize over it. Praise God. He said, it's appointed man wants to die and life's just a judgment. But we don't have to worry about that, praise God, because the Lord says, I've got this. I've got you. I'm in control of the whole situation. I'm going to take you through the life that I've given you, that I promised you. You can live in hope, praise God. And one day in a little while, he said, I'm just going to escort you, take you to myself. To that place I'm going to prepare for you. Amen. Amen. He said, you've become a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. You realize tonight you're not that person that you used to be. Amen. The devil in the world may tell you that there ain't nothing changed about you. And if you're a child of God, if you've been born again from above, praise God, there's something different about you. Amen. Now, you can't live the way you did. You can't walk the way you did. You can't talk the way you did. The Holy Ghost of God will convict your heart. He'll show you the error of your ways and the rightness of His. Amen. I'm glad God's got a way that's right. And He'll direct us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And He'll help us to walk therein. Amen. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. Hey, let me ask you a question. I asked this morning, but I think about just about everybody in the house raised their hand that they were saved. That they were in the Lord Jesus Christ. They'd been born again. Well, praise God, if you've been born again, then you're that new creature. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means a new man, a new person, a new woman, a boy, a girl, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Or just take recess, shout a while. Amen. Praise God, say, I'm not that person I used to be. Let me ask you a question tonight. Are you that person you used to be? No. Amen. Praise God, there's a change takes place in your life when you get saved. Now, we're not perfect by any means. We still live in this old flesh. We carried on the body of flesh. Paul said this body of death. He was referring to Nero when he had for punishment to the Christians. He'd take a dead putrefying body and he'd chain it on them and they'd make them wear that body till it rotted off of them and usually it caused them to set up disease within themselves and usually kill them. Paul said, that's the way I feel in my flesh. Amen. He said, if I only had hope in this world, I'd be among all men most miserable. But praise God, he said, I've got a hope that's out of this world. Praise God, I've got a hope that's beyond this flesh. I've got a hope beyond anything that's holding me down, that's discouraging me, that's holding me back. Praise God. He said, I've got a hope. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the best thing I ever got a hold of.
Amen.
Amen. Praise, I tell you, when the devil wants to beat me down and get me down, when he wants to hold me down, he does it quite often. Amen. If you're saved today, if you're trying to live right, I guarantee you the devil's come your way. Its old flesh has aggravated you. It's frustrated you. It took you places you didn't need to intend to go. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven who the Holy Ghost of God who takes me and reaches down, grabs me up in his arm, loves me up to himself and says, son, it'll be all right.
Amen.
He lets me know he loves me. Puts me on the path, cleans me up, dusts me off, Brother Jeff, and shows me the right way.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I got a God like that tonight. Bless His holy name. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Amen. Old things. How about you? How many old things are you still hanging on to? Amen, fellas, don't you look at your wife. Amen. Amen. How many old things of this world are you still holding on to, praise God? Amen. We ought to let go of those old things and get rid of those good things that come from God, praise the Lord. Amen. Get a direction, a different direction, a different angle on our lives. He said, these old things are passed away. Behold, pay attention. He said, let's look at this together, praise the Lord. All things are become new. Amen. The Lord said, hey, listen, said, I want to make you new. Amen. I want to make you over, praise God. Hey, we want to get rid of that old person that you used to be. And we want to make, he said, I want to make you into a new person that I'd have you to be. Amen. Do you know God's an architect of you? Praise God's got big plans for you. Amen. He wants to redesign you and decorate you and make you look good inside and out. Amen. Praise the Lord. You never thought you could do that, did you? You never thought anybody could change you, make you look what you look like what you thought you ought to. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad he's a God of heaven. He said he's going to make you brand new, praise the Lord. He said all things are become new. He said that means to be caused to be new. He said the Lord Jesus will cause you to do new things. The Lord Jesus will cause you to act in different ways. The Lord Jesus will cause you to react in a different way. Amen. Amen. He'll help you learn to manage your life in a way that's pleasing to God. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about being made new. Amen. Having the Lord God to show us where we were. We were talking about that this morning, I mean, before the service, how we used to be. Amen. I think Brother Rex, I believe, was talking about this morning, how he used to be, but how he is now. Amen. Where God brought us from and where God's taken us to, where God's got us at today. We're not that man we used to be, but we're not where we're going to be yet, praise God, because God's still working on us. He's still manufacturing, doing the things in our life, manufacturing inside us, praise God, to change us for His glory, taking us from that person that we used to be. The person we used to be, we see in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. So he's taking us and he's making us new. He said, realizing that we're a new creature, creation in Christ Jesus. But not only are we a new creation, but he also gives us a new nature. My nature is not what it used to be. Amen. Thank God. You wouldn't have liked my old nature. Amen. And I probably wouldn't have liked your old nature. Amen. But God's word, he says in Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 1, he said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespass sin. That's who we were. You were dead in trespass sin. You was an old sinner. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. The Bible says wages of sin is death. Amen. Praise God. We was all lined up. We was all signed up. It's kind of like going down, signing up for welfare together. Praise God. We were all sentenced to die. Praise God to death. Amen. Wages of sin brings death. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air and the spirit now working in children of disobedience. He said, we were disobedient. We started out in disobedience. We've been disobedient, praise God. We were disobedient to our parents. You know, you don't have to teach a kid to lie and steal and cheat. Amen. You don't have to teach a kid to pitch a fit. They'll do it. Amen. They'll pitch a fit. Amen. I mean, from time to a little bit. Amen. They'll pitch a fit, and if you let them get by with it, amen, they'll pitch a bigger fit. And if you let them get by with that fit, then they'll pitch a bigger fit. And next thing you know, all they're doing is pitching a fit. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't believe I do it. Yeah, praise God, we did. You did. We were just pitching a fit. Amen. We were children of disobedience. Amen. We were disobedient to our parents. We were disobedient to God. We were disobedient everywhere we turned around. Amen. We weren't seeking to do right. Amen. If you're not seeking to do right, then you're disobedient. Amen. But he said, hey, when you've been made over, praise God, things begin to change. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past. He said, that's the manner of our life. Amen. It might be like the old program used to be on, this is your life. And they begin to bring it out, you know, put it out there on display so everybody can see it. Amen. Well, what would it look like tonight if we had a video of your life from the childhood up? Now listen to me. Now just vision this. Now you can see yours. I can see mine. But what if we had a video, Brother Bill, and we put it up on this big screen and we showed your life from the time you was born to where you are right now? I wonder how many embarrassing moments there'd be. Amen? I wonder how many people would want to just slide down under their pew so they wouldn't be seen. Amen? But praise God, He said, there's something that took place in us. He said, the manner of living that we had in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So what happened, amen? In order to be made new, praise God, our nature has to change. We have to realize that we're a new creation, that God's working on us to create something different in us for His glory. We got to realize that God is working on us to change that old nature into a different nature. Amen? Praise the Lord. He says, and He said that we lived in this time and conversation, a manner of living that we had, and we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. In other words, He said, we deserved the wrath of God. We deserved every bit of justice God had to pour out on us. But thank be to God for the buts in the Word. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. He said, God's grace overcome your disobedience. God's grace overcomes your lack of feeling. God's grace overcomes your sin and your transgression, praise God, and puts a new nature down in your heart. Amen. Amen. Another question. Ask if you've been made a new creature. Have you been given a new nature? Amen. This is questions and answer tonight. Answer nine. Is there a new nature about you this evening? Your nature's different from what it used to be. You're a preacher. I can't really tell much difference in my life. Praise God. Well, then you need Jesus to intervene in your life. Amen. For by grace you say, praise God, if we've been saved, we can go to Jesus. Cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, He begins to make us in a new creation. He begins to give us a new nature. And when we get a new nature, praise God, not only give us a new nature, but He gives you a new heart. Amen. So the question we ask, have you had a heart transplant? In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. I'll give you just a second to turn to that. I want you to see this. Now, we're talking about being made new. Not staying that old person we used to be, but becoming what Christ would have us to be. While you're turning, let me just say this. Now, just listen to me while you're hunting. God wants to take us and use every one of us for His glory. And God's looking for some men and women, some boys and girls, some young men and young ladies, praise God, that'll lift up the name of Jesus. I was talking to Jim, Brother McGahey on the telephone yesterday. I was talking to him, and he was talking about, he said, preacher, priest, pray for us. And I said, brother, we pray for you all the time. You and Miss Tracy, we keep you in our prayers. We lift you up to God. But he said, don't only pray for us. He said, pray that God would send us some help, that He would send missionaries into the field, that He would put a burden on young people's heart, on people's heart, to do something for Jesus. I told him, I said, Brother Jimmy, I said, I believe we need to get a hold of God for the churches in America. I believe we need to lift up our name of Jesus in America. I believe we need some missionaries right here in America. You know what we need, young'uns? Hey, praise God, we need you. We need each and every one of you. I need every one of you. God needs every one of you to be telling somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. You said, how do we do that, preacher? Because we realize we're a new creation. We realize we've got a new nature, and we realize that God give us a new heart. A heart for God. In Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26, He says, a new heart also will I give you. Amen. So I'm asking you another question tonight. Have you got a new heart? Amen. Huh? Are you still got that old heart you've been running with since you was born? Amen. I want to say, when God Almighty moves in your heart and we surrender ourselves to Him, praise God, He gives us a new heart. He said, a new heart also will I give you. He said, and he goes on in the middle of that verse, he said, I will take away the stony heart. He said, well, I know what you was asking. The devil come around and said, I don't think there's anything wrong with my heart, preacher. It's still beating. It's still pushing blood through my system. But he said, it's an old stony heart. It's a hard heart. It's a calloused heart. It's a heart that doesn't care. He said, how do you know if you got one or not? Praise God. He said, if you're a child of God, if you've got a new heart, he said, you'll love the brethren. Amen. He said, you'll love the brothers and sisters. Christ said, you can't help it because you'll have a heart of love. And a stony heart can't love. Not like it ought to. Amen. It takes a heart of flesh in order to be able to love. So we need, if we're going to be made again and a new creation and a new nature, we've got to have a new heart. Amen. You got to have a heart transplant. Amen. We need to ask God, say, Lord, please give me a heart transplant. Give me a heart of flesh. Give me a heart of feeling. Give me a heart to recognize the voice of God so that He can take us and use us for His glory. Amen. So He said He'd give us a new heart. Not only did He say He'd give us a new heart, amen, He'll make us new by giving us a new heart, but He said He'd give us a new spirit. How's your spirit tonight? Amen. Do you run around with a spirit of bitterness and malice and hard feelings and hard-heartedness? Or do you run around with a spirit of praise and a spirit of revival all the time? With a spirit of praise upon your lips, a spirit of goodness and mercy and love, praise God, that God has to give to you. He said, a new spirit will I put within you. Amen. Now you notice this. You can't go down to the hardware store and buy this. Amen. You can't call some plumber up and have him come refit you with a good heart. He can't plumb you with a good spirit. But praise God, there's a God of heaven, amen, the great physician, a Lord of lords, and a King of kings, and a Lord of lords, who can come into your heart, into your body, into the Holy Spirit of God, take out the stony heart, put in a heart of flesh, take its distraught spirit out, and put in a spirit of love and peace and joy down in your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what God will do? He'll take that old cantankerous, backbiting spirit out. Amen. That old rotten nature out. Amen. That old hard heart out. And He'll give you a heart of flesh. He'll give you a spirit. He'll give you a new nature. Praise God. You see how God begins to make you new. You say, preacher, how do I get all this? Boy, that sounds so good. I'd just like to be what God would have me to be. All you got to do is call upon His name, believe it on Lord Jesus Christ, get in this blessed old book, praise God, and just beg and pray and ask God to touch you and change your life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, and He will. Amen. We all got to come the same way. The Lord Jesus, praise His holy name. But He said, I will put a new spirit will I put within you. Now you notice, but the new heart and the new spirit, they both come from God. Amen. He said, that plumber can't come put them in. The electrician can't wire you up. Amen. Praise God, it has to come from God. Verse 27, He said, I will put my spirit within you. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll not just put any spirit. He said, I'll give you a heart of flesh. And He said, I'll put a spirit in you. He said, it'll be my spirit that's in you. Amen. He said, before there was a spirit of disobedience. There was a spirit of hard-heartedness. But God says, I'll put a spirit in you. Praise God, it'll be a good spirit. A loving spirit, a caring spirit, a compassionate spirit. Amen. A spirit of truth, praise God, that'll speak to your heart when nothing else can. That'll encourage you, praise God, when you're discouraged. That'll lift you up, praise God, when you're feeling down. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about being made new, young. We need to be made new, fresh, praise the Lord. Ready to go to journey. We're living in dark days. Times is hard, praise God. People don't want nothing from God anymore. Amen. We're content. We've been blessed so long. Amen. That we take it for granted what we have. I want to say in just a thought, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it could all be taken away. Amen. What would we have? Amen. What would we have? What if the trump sounds tonight? What if the Lord calls us home tonight? What do we have? Amen. Have you been made new, praise God, so that you know Him? And when the trumpet sounds, we'll go to be with Him where He is.
Amen.
Amen. Because He is our Redeemer, because He is that first fruit unto salvation, praise God. So He says He'll give us a, He said He'll give us new, He said we are a new creation, said we have a new nature, said we have a new heart, said He gives us a new spirit, a spirit from God. That's why we can worship. That's why we get up here singing songs, praise God, and it touches us in the inner being. It touches us on the inside, and it touches us from the inside out, praise the Lord. Amen. I like it when it touches on the inside and it starts coming out the outside. Amen. Boy, you start seeing it on your face, tears running down your eyes, rejoicing, hands and flopping in the air. Amen. Because something good's taking place down your heart. You know, preacher, how do we get there? Amen. We get there by this, by the means of God, by God giving us, praise God, a new heart, giving us a spirit of God, praise God, and changing our mind. Amen. You realize in order to be saved and live it, you have to have a mind change. Amen. Your mind has to be changed in order to do something for God. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. He says what Paul's telling here to the Romans. He said, I'm beseeching you. He said, I'm touching with you. I'm touching base with you. He said, brethren, because of the mercy of God, because God's been good to you. Amen. Has God been good to you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. God says, I want you to present your body. Just present yourself. Just say, Lord, here I am. I remember when God was calling me to preach, and He called me for several years, and I run and run, and I told you I prayed for my brother. He ought to be the best preacher in the country. I mean, I prayed and prayed and prayed and begged God. I said, use him, Lord. Amen. And He said, I am, but I want you to. But I got, and I run and run, and I run as far as I could, and I got down at that riverbank one night, down at the workplace. I got on my knees. I said, oh, God, please. Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm not no preacher. I'm not eloquent of speech. I don't know how to do anything. But Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Lord, you'll just have to help me. And boy, they was like God just lifted a load off my heart, off my mind, praise God. He said, that's all I want you to do. He said, I just want you to present yourself a living sacrifice. Amen. Just give yourself to me. Have you ever thought about just giving yourself to the Lord? That's the only way we'll be made new. It's the only way we'll have peace with God. It's when we just surrender ourselves to Him. Man, I tell you what, they was a tractor trailer load of conscience that was taken off of me when I said, Lord, just here I am. Lord, take me and use me. I know I can't, but Lord, whatever you want me to do. He said, make yourself a living sacrifice. He said, holy. He said, you need to prepare. Amen. You know, the call to preach is the call to prepare. Amen. Try to get your life straightened out, to get your life holy, holy living, praise God. The right perspective. He said, acceptable unto God. That God is agreeable with. He said, which is your reason. He said, it's your reasonable service. He said, it's not exceptional service. He said, Brother Kevin, he said, it's a reasonable service just to serve God. Amen. To give your body, present yourself as a sacrifice to God. And be not conformed to this world. In other words, he says you've got to separate yourself. Amen. He said you have to separate yourself from the world. You can't keep running in the way of the world, praise God, and be pleasing to God. He said we separate ourselves from the world. Be not conformed to the world. He said separate from the world and be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, what happened? He said, if we're going to be made new, praise God, there has to be a metamorphosis. Amen. We have to come to a place where we realize where we are and where what we'd like to be. When that little old caterpillar's climbing around and eating on them leaves in the trees, amen, he's not thinking about a whole lot of stuff. He's kind of like us. He's just a living this world and trying to make a living. Amen. One bite at a time. But that's, somewhere in that caterpillar's life, God comes to where he is, and he said, you need to find you a spot, a precious spot on a limb, and you need to weave you a little cocoon, spin you a little cocoon, a type of the grave, amen? He said, you've got to go in that, seal yourself up in it for a few days. He said, you'll come out of there a marvelous butterfly. Amen. Glory be to God. If we'll find us a place at the foot of the cross, and we'll spin us a coon, realize we're just dead in trespasses and sin, and pray God one day in a little while we'll come out of there, glory be to God, as a marvelous butterfly. He said, by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Can you imagine what a little butterfly? I know I'm about half crazy. That's all right. You said half crazy. Can you imagine that little butterfly when he comes out of that cocoon, breaks out? And he begins to flex his muscles and them little old wings. Can you imagine a monarch butterfly and all of a sudden them big old wings start puffing out there and as they dry out, boy, they begin to expand out. And he looks out there and he says, well, glory. Amen. And then he's had to crawl around everywhere he's went all of his life. But praise God on this day, amen, he takes it, he flexes him wings a few times and he turns loose that limb with his little feet, praise God, and he soars off. Amen. He said, that's what we got to do, praise God. He said, we got to be metamorphosized in our mind and realize because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, what He's done for us, we can let go of this world, praise God, and we can fly up high. Yeah. Amen. We can fly out, we can soar out for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to where He'd have us to be. Amen. By the renewing of your mind, a renovation process. Amen. That means we got to take that old junk, praise God, that we watch and we see and we live by. We got to get rid of it. We got to chunk it. I said one time, what you got to do? Take a jackhammer to it, praise God. Chip it and chunk it out of there and get rid of it. Amen. And praise God, start living for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, preacher, why we do that? He said that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. That you can live godly before Him. That holiness will come out in you so that people can see it, so that we can have victory in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So that you can be made new. Amen. So that you can be made new. We all ought to desire to be made new. So that we're not that man, that woman, boy, girl, that we used to be. But that we're that person that God's created us and designed us to be. Do you realize in the garden the man was perfect? Amen. When He created us and put us in the garden, we were perfect. We were made in the likeness and the image of God. Amen. Body, soul, and spirit, we were there. We were perfect. We were without sin. We were spotless. We were clean. We were amazing. But because of sin, we fell, come short, and now He said we're spotted and blemished and contaminated. But God says, I want to clean you up and I want to renovate you. And I want to touch your heart and your mind. I said, I want to do things for you, praise God, and change you from the inside out, that nature and everything that's about you, praise God, and make you like me. Amen. I don't know about you, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be able to witness. I want to be able to tell people how good God is. I want to be able to love people. Amen. I want to get rid of all the bitterness and strife, the envy, anything that's in my heart. I want to have the love of God in my heart. I want to have that new heart. I want to have that new spirit. I want to have a new mind. I want to think good things. Amen. I want to be able to say good things. And say, you know, what Mama used to say, if you can't say something nice, just don't say nothing at all. Amen. I want to have a spirit in me, praise God, a newness in me, a mind in me, praise the Lord. If I can't say something nice, I'll just be quiet. I told you, there's a little old boy down at church at work, used to work with, never hardly says a word. He'll sit and listen. He sat and listened. We eat lunch, I mean, sometimes two or three days at a time, and he'd never say a word. But when he said something, it made sense. You know why? Because he kept his mouth shut. He had something good to say. Amen. It was always something good that you could say. Yeah, you know what? That's right. Amen. And you know what? I believe that's pleasing to God. He gives us, James said, He gives us these bars of ivory. You know, your teeth. He said, so that we can keep that unruly evil locked up. You know that tongue? Amen. He said, it's unruly evil. He said, but we can, Have you ever had to bite your tongue? Amen. Amen. Sometimes we just need to bite our tongue so we don't say mean, hateful things. Amen. Because God ain't pleased with that. And He said if we're being made over, praise God, we begin to realize this and we begin to take these actions and make them part of who we are for God's glory so that we don't hurt those that we love. Amen. We don't hurt those that we care for. We don't hurt those that our neighbor that's closest to us, which is our husband, our wife, our children, our mamas and daddies. We don't want to hurt them. So we lock it up. And we have a change of mind, a change of heart. So we don't do anything to hurt those that we love. Amen. So God begins to take us and He begins to make us new. We're being made new, youngins. Amen. You got to tell ourselves every day, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. Be like the little engine that could. Amen. He said, that got to going, and when he got to the foot of the mountain, he just chugged a little harder, and he said, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. What we ought to do, praise God, to save you, you know, I know Jesus can. I know Jesus can. I know Jesus can, praise God. And you get it in your mind, praise God, and you press on a little further, we just say, I know Jesus can. I know Jesus can. And praise God, when we start to say something, when we start to do something, when we start to act out, praise God, we have to have a bad attitude. We ought to say, praise God, I can't, but Jesus can. But Jesus can. And praise God, just keep chugging along, praise God, until we cross the finish line of His glory. Amen. Being made new for the Lord Jesus Christ, a new creation. Amen. Are you being made new? Are you being made new? Have you been born again? Have you been saved by God's marvelous grace? And you know it? Without a shadow of doubt, praise God. You remember when the Holy Ghost of God dealt with your heart and showed you was an old lost something headed for a devil's hell. Amen. And in that new nature, praise God, He put in you. Do you have a new nature? Or are we continuing to do the same things we used to do? Amen. I believe God's people ought to be a little different. We're supposed to be peculiar. Amen. Be a little strange in this world. Oughtn't to fit in real well. Praise God. How's your heart tonight? Amen. You got a tender heart, a soft heart, a loving heart. Amen. What about your spirit? Is it a good spirit or is it an old foul spirit? Amen. I'll give you a spirit that I'll put my spirit in you. A godly spirit. Amen. What kind of spirit do you have? Amen. What kind of mind do you have? Is your mind stayed on Christ? Are you thinking about the Lord? Thinking how every day about how you can be a little more pleasing to Him, a little more like Him, a little more loving, a little more caring, a little more compassionate. Amen. Think on things, meditate upon these things for the glory of God. Yeah, preacher, you're just a meddling now. You know how I am. Somebody's done told you how I've been acting out there. Amen. I don't follow you around, but God does. He knows exactly how we are. Amen. And He said we every one of us need to be being made new. Amen. By the great Creator. See, God, we're the clay, and He's the potter, and we're on the potter's wheel. And He's a spending us and He's making us. Wouldn't it be good just to come to Him and just say, Heavenly Father, here I am. Make me in the likeness of Your image. Make me how You'd have me to be. Amen. You know what that'd be? You'd be made perfect in His image because He'd make you how He'd have you to be. He wants to help us, youngins. He wants to encourage us. He wants us to be better than we've ever been before. Because we're living in the darkness, amen, and darkness don't even realize it's dark. But praise God, there's a brilliant light that the Lord wants to shine in our heart for His glory. And He said if we'd come unto Him, He said He'd give us, He'd make us new, a new creation. He said give us a new nature, a new heart, a new spirit, and a new mind. Amen. I believe if we got all that, praise the Lord, we'd be running well, don't you? Amen. We'd be running well, and we'd be running for His glory. But what about you tonight? As we stand everywhere all over the house, what about you tonight?